Morning Edition continues along with Colin Jackson. I'm Lisa Autry. If certified the winner of the November 5th election, Democrat Andy Beshear will become governor under challenging circumstances. Beshear will have to govern with a Republican-dominated legislature and will be the only Democrat holding statewide office. I spoke with Republican State Senator Mike Wilson and Democratic State Representative Patty Minter, both of Warren County, about whether common ground can be found among differing agendas.
I was there when Steve Beshear was governor. And as always, the House will have their priorities, and we have always listed like our top 10 priorities, even when Matt Bevin was governor. And so we'll still do the same, but wherever the governor's priorities are that we can work together with him, we will. And where we can't have agreement, we won't.
I think that's right. There's no question that with Andy Beshear becoming our new governor, there's going to be a real tone shift in Frankfort, and certainly he's made a very serious and public commitment to working across the aisle, working with the legislative branch, and trying to move Kentucky forward in very positive ways. Mm-hmm. Again, there are some things where groups can compromise, and there are some things that you simply can't move on. We all understand that going in.
After the re-canvass, Governor Bevin has one more card to play, and that's contesting the election with the state legislature. As a Republican leader, Senator Wilson, is that something you would support?
You know, I don't think that that's something that he should call for. I mean, if the re-canvass doesn't show up anything on that, I think he just needs to go on. And people don't understand what that is when you contest an election. Any candidate can do that. The independent could do it, but he's not going to get enough votes to change it. But you have to show clear, compelling evidence that there was fraud that would have changed the outcome of the election. And then it's, they draw not by lot, but everybody in the House would put their name in. They draw out eight, so they could be eight Democrats. And they do three in the Senate, and it's a group of 11 that hears all the evidence, and it's chaired by the Speaker, and then they present their findings to the General Assembly. So I just don't, we haven't done it in 120 years, and mm-hmm. the governor, when they did it then, got shot. So,
well, given Andy Beshear's slim margin of victory, is that going to make it hard for him to build relationships with Republicans?
You know, I think that his dad was good at that, and his dad will probably advise him on that. So I just know that running an election is a lot different than governing. And the one thing that we were able to do before working with Steve Beshear is I even carried one of his bills, but we had to come to that place of compromise. People don't realize that that is the art of politics, is compromise. Mm-hmm.
That being said, are there areas where you think Republicans can work with him?
Well, I think, you know, he's looking for more revenue, of course. He wants to give raises to all the teachers, and that's a budget item that we're looking at. I think that's something we can talk about and see how we can work that out through the budget. Definitely we're willing to sit down with him and see, you know, where we can work together on that, because our number one constitutional duty is to pass a budget.
Right.
We decide how the budget is put together and what's appropriated and how it's spent, and then it's up to the executive to spend it accordingly.
And that will be his biggest task, writing the next two-year state budget. Representative Minter, what do you expect in that proposal as far as his priorities?
Well, I think he's obviously going to write, you know, a budget is a value statement. And he's been very clear as a campaigner on what he believed those values were. Funding K-12 education, funding higher education, funding teacher salaries, and making sure that health care is available for all Kentuckians. So I would expect, and I'm sure people are starting to work on this right now, but I'm sure that those values will be well represented in the budget, and I look forward to seeing what that budget will actually look like and starting the legislative process thereafter.
Regardless of how much money Beshear allocates to the pension system, Senator Wilson, are structural changes still needed to return the plans to solvency? Are we going to have to go down that road again?
Well, we're just going to wait and see what his proposal is, see where we can work with him on that and what his ideas are. Certainly, I've learned more about pensions than I'd ever want to know. I'm part of the Public Pension Oversight Board, and I'm going to tell you something. That is, it is, when you get in the middle of it and in the nuts and bolts of it, there certainly were a lot of things that were done wrong in regards to the pension. And you're not going to be able to fix that overnight. And I think that we need to talk about some structural changes. We've already done that with the state workers. But we'll see. We'll see what the governor wants to do.
I think he'll find the money. And I think that House Democratic Caucus found the money that would fund pensions over 20 years. This was one of the things that we presented in the special session. It didn't move forward, but again, the tone is going to completely change in the next session, because the special session conversation was being driven by the soon-to-be former Governor Bevin. So, you know, I think it's all back on the table. And I sit on a subcommittee on budgets and general government, and next week we are hearing from people in the different pension systems. So I imagine those conversations are taking place right now, and I look forward to hearing what they have to say next week.
We know Beshear supports casino gambling to increase tax revenue, but Senate leaders have declared casino legislation dead on arrival. Beshear says the revenue from casinos, though, would go toward the underfunded pension system. With that being said, are Republicans willing to reconsider, Senator Wilson?
Well, let me say, I was there when we voted on it once before. Actually, our floor leader, Damon Thayer, carried that bill. We didn't have the votes then, and Keep was a really big proponent of that. The racetracks, they wanted them, but you have a change now. They don't want it anymore. They don't support that because they have seen how the racinos really hurt horse racing, and horse racing through breeders' incentive and things like that has really come on strong in the state, and they don't really support that like they did before. So I would imagine, based on that, you know, we have actually polled members to see, and there's not the support in the Senate to pass that.
I will add that the person who was carrying the casino bill in the House of Representatives is a Republican representative from Northern Kentucky who has long argued that we're leaving money on the table. And that is something that folks in our river cities have been arguing for some time, people who watch the money go to Indiana or watch the money going across to Ohio. So I think it'll be interesting to see. That bill had a lot of bipartisan support. It was very bipartisan in the House. It did not get called to the floor. We'll see what happens this session.
And Representative Minter, you've just been named one of the co-chairs of Beshear's inaugural committee. What can we expect out of that December 10th inauguration?
I think it's going to, you know, inaugurations, like budgets, reflect the values of those who are in the executive branch. And Andy Beshear and Jacqueline Coleman made it very clear that they are running, if they're in a people-powered campaign, and they're going to be people-centered leaders. So this is going to be something that celebrates teachers. The grand marshals of the inaugural parade are Kentucky teachers. I think that says it all right there. And having something that is open and inclusive and reflects the values that he's going to bring to the governor's mansion, that's going to be the tone. And I'm humbled and honored to be a part of the inaugural committee.
All right. Thank you all so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.